Seeing the Symphony of the Brain. At Seaburn's office in Northampton, Massachusetts, she showed me her neurofeedback equipment, two desktop computers, and a small amplifier, and some of the data she had collected. She then pasted one electrode on each side of my skull and another on my right ear. Soon the computer in front of me was displaying rows of brainwaves, like the ones I'd seen on the sleep lab polygraph 3 decades earlier. Seaburn's tiny laptop could detect, record, and display the electrical symphony of my brain faster and more precisely than what had probably been $1 million worth of equipment in Hartman's lab. As Seaburn explained, feedback provides the brain with a mirror of its own function, the oscillations and rhythms that underpin the currents and cross-currents of the mind. Neurofeedback nudges the brain to make more of some frequencies and less of others, creating new patterns that enhance its natural complexity and its bias toward self-regulation. In effect, she told me, we may be freeing up innate but stuck oscillatory properties in the brain and allowing new ones to develop. Seaburn adjusted some settings to set the reward and inhibit frequencies, as she explained, so that the feedback would reinforce selected brainwave patterns while discouraging others. Now, I was looking at something like a video game featuring 3 spaceships of different colors. The computer was emitting irregular tones, and the spaceships were moving quite randomly. I discovered that when I blinked my eyes, they stopped. And when I calmly stared at the screen, they moved in tandem, accompanied by regular beeps. Seaburn then encouraged me to make the green spaceship move ahead of the others. I leaned forward to concentrate, but the harder I tried, the more the green spaceship fell behind. She smiled and told me that I'd do much better if I just relax and let my brain take in the feedback that the computer was generating. So I sat back, and after a while the tones grew steadier, and the green spaceship started pulling ahead of the others. I felt calm and focused, and my spaceship was winning. In some ways, neurofeedback is similar to watching someone's face during a conversation. If you see smiles or slight nods, you're rewarded, and you go on telling your story or making your point. But the moment your conversation partner looks bored or shifts their gaze, you'll start to wrap up or change the topic. In neurofeedback, the reward is a tone or movement on the screen instead of a smile. And the inhibition is far more neutral than a frown. It's simply an undesired pattern. Next, Seaburn introduced another feature of neurofeedback, its ability to track circuitry in specific parts of the brain. She moved the electrodes from my temples to my left brow, and I started to feel sharp and focused. She told me she was rewarding beta waves in my frontal cortex, which accounted for my alertness. When she moved the electrodes to the crown of my head, I felt more detached from the computer images and more aware of the sensations in my body. Afterwards, she showed me a summary graph that recorded how my brainwaves had changed as I experienced subtle shifts in my mental state and physical sensations.